Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Instrumental delivery is a frequent intervention in childbirth, and reliable evidence on the benefits and harms of the different techniques is needed to support well-informed decisions. Ginny Hetherington, from the Cochrane Collaboration Secretariat, describes the findings of a new Cochrane review of this evidence.
Assisted vaginal birth has been part of established obstetric practice for over 200 years and accounts for 1 in 9 births in the UK. It's carried out in the second stage of labour when it's deemed necessary to speed up delivery for the benefit of the mother, the baby, or both. Initially, the obstetric forceps was used, but this changed with the introduction of the metal cup ventouse in the 1950s. This led to a series of research studies comparing the two methods. More recently, over the last 30 years, there have been significant modifications to the ventouse device, particularly the development of softer rubber or silicone cups and of handheld vacuum devices. Once again, this resulted in research comparing the different approaches. And the new Cochrane Review brings all of this evidence together through the work of Fidelma O'Mahony and Vijay Menon at the University Hospital of North Staffordshire, NHS Trust, in Stoke-on-Trent, in England, and Justice Hofmeyr from the University of the Witwatersrand in East London, South Africa. At the University Hospital of North Staffordshire, research into the methods and outcomes of assisted birth was initiated by the late Professor Richard Johansson, who led several relevant Cochrane reviews. This new review is an update of two of those earlier Cochrane reviews, which addressed forceps versus ventouse and soft cup versus rigid cup ventouse when they were published in 1999 and 2000. The importance of this review arises from the fact that instrumental delivery is a frequent intervention in childbirth and in some cases may result in harmful outcomes for either mother or baby. In the review, 32 studies with nearly 6,600 women looked at assisted or instrumental vaginal deliveries for women in the second stage of labour. The main comparisons are between the forceps or the ventouse. There are also comparisons between different types of ventouse and a couple of trials that compare different types of forceps. The authors of the review analysed the success of the particular instrument in achieving the delivery and the rate of complications for both mother and baby. However, not all studies considered all outcomes. Bringing together the results of the existing research shows that the forceps was the better instrument for achieving a successful vaginal delivery, but it was also associated with higher rates of complications for the mother, such as perineal trauma, tears, requirements for pain relief, and incontinence. There were risks of injury to the baby with both forceps and ventouse. Comparisons between different types of ventouse revealed that the metal cup was better at achieving successful delivery than the soft cup, but with more risk of injury to the baby. There were no significant differences between the handheld and the standard vacuum. Decisions as to which instrument is best will therefore depend upon individual situations. These include the position of the baby, whether or not rotation of the baby's head is required, and the urgency with which the baby needs to be delivered. These factors need to be balanced against potential risks to the mother and baby. For the future, the authors conclude that there's a need for more research into other areas surrounding assisted birth. These include not only clinical outcomes, such as the effectiveness of training packages, the role of midwives and birth attendants in carrying out assisted deliveries, and the management of births where there is a risk of transmitting infection from mother to baby, but also cultural issues and maternal choice.
For more details on the comparisons made within the review and the size of the beneficial and harmful effects of the interventions, you can find the full review at www.thecochranelibrary.com.